says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel.
Well, the woman and the kids and the dogs and me here up in North Dakota. This is James Kelso, your host for the Trump Phenomenon radio show here on May 5th. 2020 live show, just 60 minutes. We'll just barely be able to scratch the accomplishments of Donald Trump in the last 24 hours, but we'll make an attempt. You can contribute your assistance in making it a more cogent summary than I can do by calling 800-313-9443. It's been a good 24 hours. There's my executive summary. I'll tell you what, every day that I wake up, the first piece of good news I have is, I don't know how to express this, he lives. The first piece of great news is Donald Trump is still at the helm, and in every sense. He's out there doing the amazing things he does. He is indomitable. He is indefatigable. I hope he's insurmountable in the election coming up November 3rd. But in today's show, I'm going to strike an optimistic note. I'm going to leave off my gloom and doom of a few recent shows. I've sounded pretty worried that Trump wouldn't make it on November 3rd. But you know what? The man is, let me think of a word for him. He's a phenomenon. And I ought to trust the name of my own show. This man is going to find a way. He is so positive, so energetic, so dedicated. I think he's going to win on November 3rd. And I'll paint different aspects of why I'm feeling good here today. Some things are breaking. He's making them break in the right way. He makes his own luck. He doesn't need to be lucky. So, yes, you know, the thing I've been so unhappy about, the lockdown. Well, the president, he is showing that he understands that. He's dumping, here's a first piece of good news, he's dumping the Fauci-Burks horrible, horrible panic epidemic hysteria team. And it was wonderful listening to his press conference today. He flew to Arizona to meet at Honeywell with key people, including the governor of Arizona. Wonderful, wonderful conference he had there at Honeywell, where they're making face masks. And the reporters kept asking the same damn question over and over again. Why are you getting rid of Fauci? Why aren't you depending on Fauci? We want to see Fauci. Get Fauci out here. Where's Fauci? They love Fauci. They're like, they're aroused by Fauci. And, of course, why? Because Fauci's a left-wing puke, and they know it. And Donald Trump finally realized as much, and so he's shifting his team. Up till now, he's had this horrible team of Fauci and Burks. Now, he's put this in the right light here. He said, now what I need, we've dealt with the virus very well, he said. But now we have to deal with the great American comeback. rebuilding America. He said, I built the greatest economy, with your help, of course, all of us together, all patriots. We built the greatest economy in the history of the world, dare I say, the universe, unless you know some world out there, some other competing world that you're aware of that the rest of us aren't. The greatest economy in the history of the Milky Way and the universe. I think I read somewhere that this is years ago, so the calculation may have been revised upward or downward. But I think that the total number of stars that astronomers were saying we can affirm to be out there, I think it was 66 sextillion stars. And I'm sextillion. Help me on this one. You may be more into sextillions than I am. I think has 27 zeros. But anyway, Donald Trump built the greatest economy in the entire 66 sextillion star systems. And he said, you know what? I'm going to rebuild it again. Or I'm going to build it again. I'm going to rebuild it. So I think he can do it. Damn, I think he can do it. So let's see. It's going to be a hell of a ride. But a good start there. Getting rid of Fauci in particular. I cannot abide that piece of garbage, that holdover from the Obama years. Now, speaking of disgusting virus hysteria personalities, we've got the amusing situation here of the top people that were driving the panic. A number of these top people have been exposed. First of all, we know they're pukes, but they've been exposed as being with their panties around their ankles, breaking their own quarantine regime. They're out there surfing, riding bicycles, visiting their country properties, visiting their married girlfriends. Wow. So I'll entertain you with a couple of these stories here in a moment. We've got one, the chief medical officer in Scotland. She was shown the door for her hypocrisy. The top British, quote-unquote, putative, alleged scientist, because these people aren't scientists, they're activists, they're Saul Alinsky activists. He had to walk the plank after he was caught with his married girlfriend breaking his quarantine. She's a left-winger, green revolution person herself. Not Green Revolution, what's it called? The Green Revolution was actually kind of interesting. What do they call it anyway? And there's another one that recently got bounced, so we'll regale you with those stories. God, it's a short. I mean, I was thinking, how can the guy do it? 182 days. I think it's 181 days now to the election. How can you rebuild an economy in 181 days? Especially when it's not even charging yet. You know, we're going to have probably tomorrow. When does the unemployment report come out? I think it's Tuesday or Wednesday. Within the next 48 hours, we're going to get another unemployment report for this week. It's probably not going to be very pretty. So that's going to sting. But amazingly, the stock market going up over 24,000. It's amazing. And, you know, people are betting with their money. What are these stock market investors betting? They're betting their fortunes. When the stock market's going up, they're betting their fortunes that the economy will be strong. It's a big bet. And these are people who know a lot. And there are a lot of them. There's quite a consensus. The whole stock market, for the whole thing to move, a whole lot of people have to be moving in the same direction with a lot of money and a lot of knowledge and a lot at stake. So that's pretty encouraging. Let's see, what else have I got in my notes here? More good news. I want Joe Biden to be Donald Trump's opponent on November 3rd. I think that's an ideal opponent for Donald Trump. And so I don't want this Tara Reid story to take him out in the early stages. And it looks like he's surviving the Tara Reid story. It does appear there's he's mounting something of a defense, and importantly, people like Nancy Pelosi are backing Biden up. They're sticking with him. They're going to go down with the ship. So that's good. I don't want them to bail on Biden and pick a stronger candidate. So that's good news. More good news. John Ratcliffe, real patriot, has been nominated by Donald Trump to be the director of national intelligence. And that's fabulous, because John Ratcliffe will smoke out the rats in the intelligence community. That's why we learn now, I didn't realize this at the time, great three-star general and patriot Mike Flynn, the reason that the traitor, Robert Mueller, and the others like John Brennan and James Clapper, the reason they were so savage in sending Mike Flynn to prison, they hoped, ruining his life, bankrupting him, ruining his reputation, lying about him, committing felonies in order to get him in prison. They needed Mike Flynn, who understood the intelligence, who was a patriot, who was, as Donald Trump's national security advisor, he was in a position to smell the rats inside the FBI and the CIA and the State Department. He would have detected the deep state plot against Donald Trump. They had to get him out of the way. We only recently learned that. It was Andy McCarthy. I was trying to remember McCarthy's first name. Andy McCarthy, a writer, a political analyst, who first alerted me to that fact. Why? They were savage in their attack on Michael Flynn, General Michael Flynn, a 33-year veteran, three-star general. So that looks good. John Ratcliffe looks as if he'll be confirmed to be the director of national intelligence, and he'll get the rest of the rats out. For instance, Christopher Wray, who's in charge of the FBI right now, he's a rat. He's one of them. He's a deep stater. He's been protecting all of the traitors, the felons, at the top of the FBI. He hasn't moved against anybody. So, you know, another bit of bad luck for Donald Trump. Turns out that Christopher Wray, I guess he was hoping Christopher Wray would have some patriotic inclination. He doesn't. So Ratcliffe will smoke out Christopher Wray and the rest of them. We need, as I said, short of replacing the entire FBI, maybe abolishing the institution and firing every single person in it, there might be good people somewhere out in field offices. I don't know. I'm not in a position to know. But it might be suitable to start anyway with taking the entire seventh floor of the FBI building there, the J. Edgar Hoover building. There's a good start for an organization. There's a man of great integrity, J. Edgar Hoover. What a paragon of virtue. What a man of high morals. Yeah. So maybe take the seventh floor, which is where all these executives, all these Andrew McCabe, not that I know, this is what I read, Andrew McCabe and Peter Strzok and Lisa Page and Bill Priestep, this is where they hatch their treasonous plots against patriotic America. Maybe just demolish the seventh floor or arrest everybody on the seventh floor or turn the seventh floor into a high security prison and just post guards. Keep those people there for the rest of their lives. Anyway, so that's good news. Just looking over here, my notes for today on. Oh, the engineer is sending me a message here. the engineers here, folks, are smarter than the hosts. So I think he's sending a joke that sailed right over my head. I'll get it maybe here in a minute. Let me give you some of these humorous stories here. Remember, I say liberalism, left-wingism, Alinskyism, hypocrisy is thy middle name. Like Christopher Cuomo, this pompous ass on CNN, who was out visiting his properties, bicycling, amusing himself, while he then goes on, moaning and groaning and looking weepy-faced after, as he goes live from his basement while he's quote-unquote quarantining himself. Lying sack of garbage. He wasn't quarantining himself. It's an interesting pattern. So here's some of the latest. The United Kingdom scientist whose doomsday predictions triggered a massive lockdown on both sides of the Atlantic has resigned his government advisory position amid claims he broke the strict lockdown rules he pushed in order to meet his married lover. And here's a picture of her. She's quite pretty, I'm sorry to say. He looks like he's got his ears are way too big. His head is somewhat misshapen. So that poor excuse for a brain is in an oddly shaped brain case. But so his girlfriend is married and she's a left winger. She's good with the lipstick. And here he is. Professor Neil Ferguson, an epidemiologist of Imperial College. Remember, early on we kept hearing about the Imperial College model. So who hatched this complete fabrication, this lie? It was Neil Ferguson. He resigned from his role as a senior scientific advisor Tuesday evening. He became known as Professor Lockdown after his alarming data modeling predicted huge casualties for the populations of the United Kingdom and the United States unless they enacted severe curbs on individual freedoms to lock the nations down. I'm reading this off of Breitbart. While the moves were criticized by senior legal figures as approaching a police state, Professor Ferguson's advice was nevertheless heeded by the government in March. That's the sad story right there. And the article continues. While Professor Ferguson frequently appeared in the media to defend his work and to tell the public not to break the lockdown rules, he was himself spectacularly breaking them in secret. We learned from the Britain's Daily Telegraph. He was meeting his married lover, Antonia Stotts, Stawats. Sounds like a Dutch name to me. Antonia Stotts. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
It'll still last 10 years like they should. Cause the best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens. It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Back, folks. We're back, we're talking about these hypocritical left wingers. First one up is Neil Ferguson, born in 1968, so he's 51 or 52 years old. He's the director, was, maybe he still is, director of the Abdul Latif Jameel. That's a good start right there. Institute for Disease and Emergency Analytics, acronym J-IDEA. Oh, that's so cute, isn't it? I'm the director of J-IDEA. Ooh, I'm a powerful thinker. Look, I even have the word idea in the name of my organization. Oh, I'm so clever. I'm so smart. No, he's a dumbass. He's a lying sack of crap. This guy started the freak out, the pandemic hysteria. Millions, 2.2 million people will die in the United States. The So he was caught. His girlfriend, well, we're just getting to her name here. Let's go back to the article here. Let's go to her article. Professor Lockdown, he was called. Her name is Antonia Stotts, a married mother. She was supposedly quarantined with her family at a separate address to that of the professor. Breaching the terms of the lockdown as enforced by police in Britain. They arrest people in Britain. She traveled to Ferguson's own home on at least two occasions. And of course, he visited her. She is identified as a left-wing activist. Oh, why am I not surprised? So let's insert the middle name, middle initial H, Antonia H. Stotts. She's said to be in an open marriage. She has strong left-wing themes in her postings. She's a paid activist. And she is, let's see. The professor, Neil Ferguson, is not the first government scientific figure forced to resign after taking a do-as-I-say, not-as-I-do posture. Breitbart London reported in April that the chief scientific advisor for Scotland, the health minister, resigned her position after ordering citizens to obey. You will obey. I don't know if she had high heels and whips and bondage tools when she issued that order to obey. The lockdown measures, while breaking them herself in public, you know, all these people make me think of Gretchen Whitmer. I mean, she just looks like a bondage. What's it called? She's into, what is it? A woman who orders you around in sex. Not bondage. She's into a, what do they call those people? She is a dominatrix. I knew I'd get it. Ah, yes. I don't know. This one, let's see. What's her name? She is... Britons have been ordered that they must stay in their home or apartment or hovel or whatever they're reduced to. They can't travel to any country home in hope of enjoying a more comfortable and less cramped lockdown. Dr. Catherine Calderwood, that's her name, that's the dominatrix. Dr. Catherine Calderwood, she was photographed traveling to her country home. Oh. And received a police warning. She's now resigned. She is one of her party's people in the Scottish Labour Party said, if the chief medical officer can't lead by example, what chance do we have of convincing people to stay at home? Here's another one. Let's go to New Zealand here. The New Zealand health minister, he was demoted. He was photographed going for a country bike ride. And then driving his family to the beach to go surfing. So, you know, this is the characteristic of all these dominatrix dictator, Hitler, Stalin, Mao type people. It is, they like ordering you around. It has nothing to do with what they do themselves. Rules are for you. We'll be right back.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cyber crimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
We're back, folks. And the, I mentioned earlier, among the encouraging things coming out of Donald Trump in the last 24 hours, he's renominated. I didn't realize this. I reading up on it, brought this to mind. Donald Trump had nominated John Ratcliffe to be the director of national intelligence a year ago. He withdrew the nomination after a firestorm of criticism from pukes like Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi. But Donald Trump, I love this. He's putting John Ratcliffe, he's nominating him again, showing that, okay, I've learned something. I'm not going to withdraw a nomination just because I get a firestorm of crap from Schumer and Pelosi and the controlled press, the demon rat press. So this is great. Now, John Ratcliffe, I learned a little more about him during the break. The Heritage Foundation considers him to be the second most conservative congressman, number two, and the number one most conservative in the conservative state of Texas. So I'm liking that very much. So watch for him to be confirmed in the Senate, and watch for him to clean out the deep state in the FBI. He has vocally made it clear that he considers the top of the FBI to have been corrupt, and that the Mueller Inquisition was a fraud. Ratcliffe and his wife Michelle live with their two daughters in Heath, Texas. That's just outside of Dallas. Shortly before Trump announced he would be nominated as Director of National Intelligence, Ratcliffe asserted the Obama administration had committed a felony by leaking classified transcripts of 2016 phone calls between Michael Flynn and Russian Ambassador Sergei Kislyak to the Washington Post. This is all true. Ratcliffe asserted the Mueller report and its conclusions weren't from Robert Mueller. They were written by what a lot of people believe was Hillary Clinton's de facto legal team, people that had supported her, even represented some of her aides. Nice. This is the guy I want up there at the top of the Director of National Intelligence. And I believe the DNI is an oversight position covering all, is it 17, of the different intelligence agencies, like the Office of Naval Intelligence, the Defense Intelligence Agency, the CIA, the FBI, the National Security Agency. There are a bunch of them. The Treasury Department has one. This is the guy you want in there. In January of 2018, you'll remember this, Ratcliffe stated on Fox News and Twitter that he had seen a text message between FBI employees Peter Strzok and Lisa Page that referenced a secret society, adding, "We learned today," this is before the rest of us saw those amazing sexting messages between Lisa Page and Peter Strzok. He says, "We learned today," Ratcliffe wrote, "about information that in the immediate aftermath of his election, there may have been a secret society of folks within the Department of Justice and the FBI, to include Page and Strzok, working against Trump." So beautiful, beautiful. Now this Wikipedia article tries to undercut all of that, but those are theirs is the facts. And so I'm really happy with John Ratcliffe. And I'm really happy with Donald Trump. Let's go look at his Twitter today. His subscribers, his followers has now risen to 79.4 million. Is it headed to 100 million? Will he get right up there with PewDiePie? PewDiePie, his 100 million followers is on YouTube, I think. But how do I know about PewDiePie? No, Kelso does not watch PewDiePie, but my children do. And so I end up becoming aware that way. An hour ago, let's see, what's he putting up? Here's a tweet he put up an hour ago. Let's see what it is. It's at the top of his account.
"I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
My administration will take all necessary steps to safeguard our citizens from this threat.
Hysterical xenophobia.
You give Americans a false sense.
Is it accurate that if these steps had not been put in place, it could have been 2 million people dead here in the United States?
Yes.
No matter how hard they try to stop us, they can't.
We built the greatest economy the world has ever seen, and we're going to do it again.
Oh, this is great.
Beating back to
the invisible enemy.
What the federal government did was a phenomenal accomplishment.
This is no good for radio because it's mostly visual. But this is a campaign ad that Donald Trump just, it already has 4.7 million views. And it's beautiful. Great graphics, great patriotic message here. I won't play it for you because so much of it is graphic and text on the screen. Let's see here. There was a great, today when he was in Arizona, he had a couple that were the owners of Sammy's Mexican restaurant. They came up to say thank you to the president, a man and his wife. And it was just wonderful, these two. Here, listen to him for a moment. This is great. The president is standing there. Just amazed.
President,
he brings him to the microphone. He doesn't know these
Mr.
people.
President, Mr. President, we thank you very much. I think you're doing a great job.
Thank you.
I think we represent a lot of the Latino community that is very proud of the job that you're doing. And I think most of us, all of us, all the Latinos are going to vote for you.
Yes.
Because we think you're doing, a very good job.
Now,
and
I love
thank
it.
You for all.
I love that. He says most of us, then he changes to all of us Latinos are going to vote for you. I love that. Of course, that's not what's going to happen, but I love the way he said it. And both he and his wife are wearing Trump MAGA hats and clothing and shirts and Keep America Great stuff. Here it goes on. It's just fun. And the president is just amazed. He's standing about 10 feet away from these two people at a different microphone, because they're social distancing.
The support that you're giving us, and my wife and I are very happy, and what else can I say? Thank you.
I really appreciate it. That's beautiful.
Go ahead. That's nice.
She's turning around. She's got her Keep America Great vest on and her hats and clothes and buttons. She's showing them off.
Muchas gracias, señor presidente. Estoy muy contenta y feliz. Y de parte de muchos latinos que nosotros conocemos.
Many of us Latinos, including us.
Sé que su voto va a ir por usted. Latinos love Trump.
Ah, that's yes. Right.
Latinos love Trump. This man has such a touch. He is such a genius. Let's look at some other great things he does today. This is a wild one. He sends congratulations out to Greg Gutfeld. Now, maybe you've watched Greg Gutfeld on Fox. If you watch Fox, you're going to see Greg Gutfeld. He's all over the place. He's got his own show, the Gutfeld Show, and it's funny as hell. And this is something I didn't know about Greg Gutfeld. The president, it's the president brings us all the facts. He's the greatest fact gatherer I've ever seen. 6 hours ago, he tweets, "Wow, congratulations to Greg Gutfeld." I didn't know this part. A one-time Trump hater who has come all the way home. His ratings easily beat no talent Stephen Colbert, nice guy Jimmy Fallon, and wacko last placer Jimmy Kimmel. Greg built his show from scratch and did a great job in doing so. Oh, that's nice. My God, this guy is such a social commentator. He's got a great opinion and appraisal of everybody. Then here's another great tweet 7 hours ago. He says, "Well-run states should not be bailing out poorly run states using coronavirus as the excuse. The elimination of sanctuary cities, payroll taxes, and perhaps capital gains taxes must be put on the table. Also lawsuit indemnification and business deductions for restaurants and entertainment." That's a good, smart quote. Here's another one, or tweet. Here's another tweet 7 hours ago. I love this one. "Most of the money raised by the rhino losers of the so-called Lincoln Project, Now, I don't know who's in the Lincoln Project, but I'll bet you a dollar to a donut that Mitt Romney is in the forefront. And Paul Ryan. Most of the money goes into their own pockets. With what I've done on judges, taxes, regulations, healthcare, the military, vets, and protecting our great Second Amendment, they should love Trump. Problem is, I beat them all. Then he gives a big compliment to John Ratcliffe as his DNI nominee. And he goes, here's one. Now, showing he's not losing his touch at all. 8 hours ago, he tweets this. The do-nothing Democrats and their leader, the fake news lamestream media. Now, remember, that he's quoted, he's crediting the fake news lamestream media as actually being the head of the Democrat Party, are doing everything possible to hurt and disparage our country. No matter what we do or say, no matter how big a win, they report that it was a loss or not good enough. And then here's, this is our guy. The enemy, he says, they are the enemy of the people, the media, and the Democrats, enemies of us. I love that. He'll never back down from that. He'll never let us down. And let's see, what's another tweet he gives here? He's, let's find a good one. Exciting to see our country starting to open up again. That was a tweet. And it's all very good here. He's got a credit here to Jesse Waters, who's doing great. Oh, here's Greg Gutfeld. Here, you can listen to him. This is Greg Gutfeld, in case you're not familiar.
Can you imagine, Greg, the media, how they'd sound if Barack Obama were president during the pandemic? It goes something like this. Barack Obama, putting politics aside and sacrificing the key to a successful reelection, shut down the economy just in order to save lives. His bold, early, and scientific-based action shut down flights from China while his political opponents impeached them. Then he rallied both parties together to pass enormous relief for the American people and, at a very good moment, rallied the world around China while his main political opponent stayed in the basement around a dark cloud of very credible sexual assault allegations. That's what it would sound like. Now, I know the president's not going to get great coverage like that, but the president just wants fair coverage because he never got credit for winning the election. They said Russia cheated. He never got credit for the economy. They said it was Barack Obama's. And he's not getting credit for anything, for ventilators, for flattening the curve, for the travel ban. And you know, when they find a vaccine or they do anything positive, they're not going to give him any credit. And this is what he wants, to be treated fairly. Because right now, they're blaming him for everything and praising China. How insane is that? I'm old enough to remember when Barack Obama compared himself not only to Lincoln, but to FDR, Reagan, and JFK. The media didn't say squat. They nodded in agreement. But Donald Trump compares himself to Lincoln, and they act like he doesn't even know that he was shot. That's how bad it is. And here's the last point about how biased they are. When they even talk about the comparison between Lincoln and Trump, the media can't even report that Lincoln was a Republican. They hate to admit that, so they just don't admit it.
Oh, we never got to hear Greg Gutfeld, but that was Jesse Waters. He's one of the great patriots at Fox, and haven't mentioned him enough. And let's see, let's take a look here at the the lead stories on Breitbart. Here's a great one. A woman who's wearing a mask with a hole in it, and she says, it's easier to breathe that way. I love it. It's great. Mike Pence says we're engaged now and we're going to shut down the coronavirus task force. Couldn't happen too soon. We'll be right back after this break.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Yes, my opinion is all out of style.
Oh, but don't get me started, 'cause I can get right. I'll make a fight for forefather's plan.
That's right. And the world already knows where I stand.
And I'm for the Bible, and I'm for the flag, and I'm for the working man. You know, heck, I'm just one of many.
our last segment, folks. So I'll end you with a I'll end with a humorous moment here. You're aware that Donald Trump's press spokesman is Kellyanne Conway, and she's doing a great job. And the president's got great confidence in her, but just showing what a what a great social commentator. It turns out that Kellyanne Conway, her husband, is a guy named George Conway. Well, that makes sense. Same name. It's her husband, George Conway. And he hates Donald Trump, Kellyanne Conway's husband. So here's what the president wrote on Twitter today. And it looks as if he may have deleted his own post. I don't see it there. But here's what he wrote earlier. It's so good. He's just being a nice guy to delete it. He says, oh, no, George Conway has formed a group called the Lincoln Project, which is Republicans who want to defeat Donald Trump. Now, they don't list Mitt Romney in their membership, but, you know, count him in. But George Conway is the leader, and he's Kellyanne Conway's husband. So here's what the president writes. This is so bold. What a guy. He says, I don't know what Kellyanne did to her deranged loser of a husband. He doesn't hold back. It's, I mean, what a refreshing thing it is to have Donald Trump in our world as our president. I don't know. And can you get the picture there? I don't know what Kellyanne did to her deranged loser of a husband. Comma, and then he gives him a nickname, Moonface. Now that's what he looks like. He has this big pie-shaped fat face. And so the president nicknames him Moonface, but it must have been really bad. So, you know, you imagine, you know, husbands and wives, you know, I can't imagine, I don't know what she did to him. Imagine all the things a wife could do to a husband. But it must have been really bad. So this guy, can you believe it? I mean, get the human drama here. His wife, okay, that's the lady he's married to, is Donald Trump's press secretary. That's an enormous spokeswoman. That's an enormous, prestigious, successful thing. You would think he would be proud. You'd think he would, like, you know, be somewhat protective of his wife. You know, what an accomplishment. Instead, he goes out and he's actually fighting with his wife in public life, and the president nails him. Moon face. Anyway, we'll see you again tomorrow in the Trump Clubhouse here. The president's really back to form. See you tomorrow.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.